League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, joined by the gaffer now, who's sporting a very, very moist head. Similar to, we're moist in other places, but listen, gaffer, a performance that you've been wanting for a while.
Yeah.
Determination, bit of quality, work rate, and it all started first thing this morning, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I've got to say, you know, mate, got to say, you know, I'm dead proud of everybody. You know, everyone. Everyone in the playing squad, all the staff, you know, to go into today's game knowing that anything less than a win meant relegation, and, you know, are people preparing themselves for it? I said to the lads, you know, I pulled on the car park this morning, music blaring, Great Escape coming out. You know, we've played it in the dressing room, we've come off, we've played it at the full time. We're not going, you know, we're not giving up. We're not giving up without a fight. And I know we've lacked quality at times this season. I've been critical of, you know, certain performances, but today is just a big credit. And to play under that pressure is... It just galvanises the whole place. And, you know, can we? Who knows? You know, we're going to Monday now with no pressure. You know, we've got to beat Blythe and hope that Darlington slip, that Guiseley slip up against Darlington. We'll see. But a great feeling and, you know, really proud of everyone.
There's a lot of players out there that the supporters know well. A lot of players that have played under you for some time now. There's one player of note that hasn't, though, who went out on loan, and that in Sam Baird. A performance like that?
Football is such a strange game, Swampy. Honestly, 8:32 I made the call this morning to recall him from Droylsden. You know, big thank you to John England. You know, he ran round and got everything sorted, and big thank you to Droylsden for releasing him. You know, I got the news that Lynch couldn't play and Palinkas failed the fitness test, and, you know, we said to Droylsden we won't recall him, and a couple of weeks ago I think they left him out, and, you know, but he's coming today, and you just can't write the script, can you? You know, he comes back in, he hasn't kicked a ball for 3 months, and he goes and gets the winner and puts in a monstrous performance. And, you know, I just said to the kid, go and show me. You know, he just go and show me. And, you know, he's, the only thing that'll let him down is his willingness and his wanting to fight and win. And I've said that and I've challenged him. And listen, you can't question him today. He wanted to win and wanted to fight.
We talked about that before kickoff, saying today, what an opportunity for a young lad who's played well for FC in the past, hasn't helped himself to a certain degree, let's say, when you've come in, you've put him out on loan and he gets an opportunity, last three games possibly now. Get out there, shows what you can do, and to put a performance. I mean, because he could have easily folded, it could have been a poor performance, but it's a monstrous performance, and what a header for the winner.
It's a monster header. It's a monster performance. You know, I've just spoke to someone from Blackburn Rovers who've come to watch Andy Fisher today, and he said your back line, you know, led by your five, he said Mohammed and O'Hara on either side, he said, you know, all those set pieces, and but they haven't put a foot wrong. You know, they haven't stretched his overplay. They've looked a little bit dangerous off a throw in a set piece, but I thought they've heading kicked everything all game, and they've wore their heart on the sleeves, and they've just gone and put in that performance. You know, I'll tell you now, Baird will play, you know, Monday. I'm a fair person, I've always said this, I'm not looking to rotate it if you don't have to do. He's got a chance now, he's fighting for a place next season. If he does that for three games, he's got a place next season, and that, I'm not going to be fairer than that. I've said that to everybody. You know, anybody who puts that shirt on, all the fans, all the club, me, everybody just wants you to see that you play with pride and passion, and today they've given everything, and Baird's play with pride and passion, and because of that they get the rewards as well.
And with those rewards, you know, you've had players out here this afternoon, the likes of Donoghue, monstrous performance again, absolutely superb, great quality in the middle of the park, obviously a bit of a niggle, goes off at the right time. The same with Mayers, who bossed them in lots of ways and did things when off the ball and putting himself about, and on another day a lot more free kicks given, a lot more decisions going our way, because there were some, has to be said, very, very questionable decisions from the referee, very inconsistent, but you've weathered that.
Yeah, and you know, I've said this before when I signed Mayers, and you know he's not match fit. You know, he hasn't done an ERL's pre-season yet, he's only been with me a bit part, but you've seen he's such a big strong lad, and he's someone you don't want to play against. His headers are amazing. You know, he bursts the back of the net, and he's got that in him, and you know, when he's got a pre-season under his belt, and he's probably lost half of the stone, and he's got himself really match fit, he's going to be a real handful at this level. Donoghue, like you said, he's gone in there and changed his position slightly. He's gone in as a bit of a deep line midfielder and looking to stretch play when he can do. They've all just stepped up to the mark. You know, they've all got the chance and they've all stepped up. And, you know, Sharp's been sat on the bench for five games and he's come on and done what he's done. And so has Piers. They've just given themselves a chance. And, you know, you get to Broadhurst Park Monday and, you know, can we? Can we? I don't know.
Well, who knows? I mean, Willoughby, again, a player who scored 20 goals this season for FC United of Manchester. He's a player that today wasn't in the game a huge amount with the ball, but when it comes to the crunch, when, you know, the keeper goes down to his left-hand side, it looks like it's going too far away. He's at an acute angle, and he's there, bang. And he's, that's the sharpness in his mind and the quality of a kind of player like that.
You might have heard me this season. I know I've said it on radio. I want Kurt Willoughby to score in the 18-yard box, and we did a lot of work with Kurt. He's played in between Sharp and Piers today. And can he break central lines? Instead of looking to link play up, can you get him beyond and get him beyond? Bannister, it's a shot from the edge of the box. He goes in between and he gets his shot. And he did the same in the second half. And that's what Kurt Willoughby's got to bring into his game. To get a move to a league club, he's got to start taking chances in the box. And, you know, if he does that, and he's done that now since we've been working with him, I think that's maybe four or five in the 18-yard box he's got. He's returned. He's taking things on board. That's what a number nine does.
Well, that's a top striker.
That's
isn't
a top striker. Yeah, top striker scores from 6 yards out, and he's done it again today. So 20 for the season. And listen, they've all been amazing. They can enjoy the weekend. Not too much. We look after ourselves on the coach on the way home, and we get ready for Blythe on Monday, and we really get Broadhurst Park rocking.
Potts. Interesting. For the first time, we're so close to you, so we can hear you giving instruction out. The listener put it today has got more of an insight into Neil Reynolds as a manager on the touchline than they ever will, because you're so close. And you're constantly giving out information. When you lost Potts a few months ago, you lost your player out there, I suppose, that you could get that information to. How instrumental is having him back there so we can relay that information? Because he takes it on board and he passes it on, doesn't he?
He doesn't just do that. You know, you probably, I can hammer him as well at times and hammer him in the right way. If he does something wrong, the lads know that I give it him as well. But it's that little instructions where tuck the wing back in 5 yards, get our distances 10, 15 yards between each other, get Donoghue higher up the park, get the back line in behind your Potts. Little things that I'm telling Potts to do. He then translates that message onto the pitch, and you can't. If you haven't got that, you haven't got it. And there's been times this season when we were out Potts with 14 games. It's a big, big miss. You know, players have got ability, but players who go and play at top levels have got ability and are able to retain instructions and give instructions out. And that's why he wears an armband. You know, that's why he's played where he's played. He's a great player. And again, when he has a pre-season, comes back flying, he's going to be a great player for this club. Fans love him. You know, he loves being here. And for me as a manager, to have kind of a second manager out there, if you will, I think the captain, is massive for us. But yeah, you know, we could be talking about everybody today. They've all given themselves a good account. We're not relegated today. You know, we go into Monday, we're still fighting. And, you know, can we turn that home form, that disastrous home form, into maybe that winning formula and hopefully guys will slip over? They've got a bit of pressure on them now. We'll give it our best shot, like we've done today.
Well, listen, go and get yourself a cold beer, a shower perhaps, and we'll see you with the coach, and good luck on Monday, and looking forward to it
already. Thanks very much, guys. Cheers, thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.